KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
On high school sports last night, Kemper Catholic downed Atlantic 2-1 in girls soccer. They took two overtimes and a couple of rounds of penalty kicks before they were able to get the job done. Mary Halverson for Kemper Catholic scored the first goal at the 13-minute mark in the first period off a corner kick. Atlantic answered in the second half on an unassisted goal by Amy Lovren. Then the game was a defensive battle, ending in a 1-1 tie in regulation. The game stayed tied after two 10-minute overtimes, and then they went into penalty kicks. After two rounds, Kemper finally came out with a 2-1 win. Marin McNeese had 15 saves. Rianne Cappell led the team defensively with 18 interceptions. Trojans will travel to Tri-Center on Thursday for their next match. Also, the Girls High School Athletic Union announced its preseason soccer rankings for the new three-class system. In Class 1A, Davenport Assumption is top-rated, with Waterloo Columbus Catholic, Bishop Heland Catholic, and Dubuque Waller at the top four. Gilbert is five. St. Albert checks in at number six this week. Class 2A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is top-rated, with Glenwood number five. Lewis Central is ninth, and Thomas Jefferson is at number 11 in the top 15. In Class 3A, since there are only 32 teams in the entire class, they only rank the top 10. West Des Moines Valley leads the top 10 in the opening rankings of the year. In high school golf last night in Western Iowa Conference play at the Audubon Golf and Country Club, the Audubon boys varsity team was a dual winner over Tri-Center, 163-203. Nick Fett and Michael Byland had the low rounds. Fett was medalist with a 38, Byland the runner-up with a 41. Audubon also got 42s out of Drew Keller, Andrew Earlmeyer, and Andy Hoffman, while Cameron Menino shot 44 to help lead the Wheelers. Tri-Center's Wes Zimmerman had low score for his team with a 42. Audubon JV team also topped Tri-Center, 182-240. Lucas Smith-Peterson, JV medalist, with a 39 last night. On the girls' side, the Wheelers beat Tri-Center 189-253 at Audubon Golf and Country Club. Susie Byland of Audubon was the medalist with a low nine-hole round of 41. Teammate Rachel Flug was runner-up with a 47. Also for the Wheelers, Faith Flifflet shot 50. Lexi Tiggison posted 51. And Tegan Albright shot 56. Tri-Center was led by Emily Roan, who shot a 55 for her squad. Well, Kentucky hit the jackpot with his roster full of possible NBA lottery picks as the freshman-dominated Wildcats built an 18-point lead in the first half and held off a furious Kansas rally 67-59 to win the NCAA men's basketball title. Anthony Davis, Kentucky's freshman center who won the most outstanding player award, did everything but score last night. He had just 6 points, including 4 free throws. He was just 1 of 10 from the field, but he affected the outcome in a lot of other ways as he tied the NCAA championship game record with 6 blocks, grabbed 16 rebounds, and also had 5 assists and 3 steals. Doran Lamb, a sophomore, led the Wildcats with 22 points, including back-to-back 3-pointers that put them up by 16 with 10 minutes left. Kentucky survived despite shooting just 27% in the second half. Kansas closed to within 5 with a minute 37 left, but Kentucky made 5 free throws down the stretch to seal it. The 8 national titles Kentucky owns are second only to UCLA's 11. It's Kentucky coach John Calipari's first title in 4 trips to the Final Four with 3 different schools. Tyshawn Taylor led Kansas with 19 points. Thomas Robinson had 16 points and 17 rebounds. It's the 6th time the Jayhawks have finished runner-up in the national championship game. Lexington police say they haven't made any arrests yet in a shooting that wounded a man as thousands of people were celebrating Kentucky's win last night. Lieutenant Clayton Roberts says the shooting happened shortly after 2 a.m. Eastern Time Tuesday after some people inside a vehicle had words with some people standing on the sidewalk. He says the people in the car got out and a person on the sidewalk opened fire with a handgun, hitting a man from the vehicle. Roberts says the man, who is in his 30s, was taken to University of Kentucky Medical Center with serious injuries that weren't believed to be life-threatening. He says the gunman disappeared into the crowd and behind some buildings, and police could not locate him. Fans filled the streets near the university's Lexington campus within minutes of the game's conclusion last night. They jumped up and down, screamed, sprayed beer, and waved Kentucky flags. Lexington Police spokeswoman Sherelle Roberts says officers were seeing fires being lit and things of that nature. She added that people had set couches and at least one car on fire. Roberts says a car crashed into the patio area at a bar and grill where some people were dining, but the metal and brick wall kept the vehicle from getting onto the patio. She didn't have information about injuries. Police also handed out numerous citations, many of them for alcohol-related offenses. In other basketball news, Texas guard Jacoven Brown says he'll skip his senior season to enter the NBA draft. Brown was the Big 12 scoring leader this season and led the Longhorns to their 14th consecutive NCAA tournament appearance before Texas lost to Cincinnati in the first round. Brown averaged over 20 points a game and shot 37% from three-point range. Rick Ray has been introduced as Mississippi State's head men's basketball coach. The 40-year-old had spent 2 years as the top assistant at Clemson. He's also been an assistant at Purdue, Northern Illinois, and Indiana State. He replaces Rick Stansberry, who retired. Jim Barron wasn't out of work long. As recently fired at Rhode Island, he signed a 5-year contract to take over at Canisius. It's a homecoming of sorts for the 58-year-old Barron, who spent 9 years coaching at St. Bonaventure. Ohio University is expected to introduce Jim Christian as its next basketball coach today to replace John Gross, who's the new coach at Illinois. Christian will be returning to the Mid-American Conference, where he had a lot of success with Kent State. Central Michigan is hiring Keno Davis as its new basketball coach. CMU will hold a news conference this afternoon to introduce Davis, who replaces Ernie Ziegler at the helm. Ziegler was fired last month after back-to-back 21-loss seasons. Davis is the former Drake coach. North Carolina's Kendall Marshall won the Bob Cousy Award, which goes to the nation's top point guard. Marshall was still wearing a brace on his right wrist, which he fractured during the NCAA tournament. Marshall declared for the NBA draft earlier this week. He said he still has about 3 weeks before he's able to fully participate in workouts. A Baylor women's coach, Kim Mulkey, says she's disgusted by taunting and insults directed at star player Brittany Griner on the social media. The 6'8" Associated Press Player of the Year is the subject of constant mocking on Twitter and other sites, and Mulkey said during her news conference Monday that it has to stop. And while the barrage of negative comments annoys Mulkey, Griner seems to brush them aside. Griner leads the undefeated Baylor Lady Bears against Notre Dame in tonight's women's national championship game. The Lady Bears defeated Notre Dame 94-81 back on November 17th in Waco, Texas. A 5-time All-Star Reggie Miller and longtime coach Don Nelson, a former Iowa Hawkeye, are among a dozen players, coaches, and teams that will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. The class of 2012 was announced at the Final Four. Also elected were two Olympic gold medalists, Katrina McClain, and 3-time College Player of the Year Ralph Sampson, 4-time NBA champion Jamal Wilkes, longtime referee Hank Nichols, and All-American Redheads, the All-American Redheads, which was the female version of the Harlem Globetrotters. 5 members of the class had already been announced: Nike co-founder Phil Knight, ABA star Mel Daniels, 7-time NBA All-Star Chet Walker, Olympian Don Barksdale, and also a Soviet basketball player. The class will be inducted September 7th at the Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. In the NBA last night, Milwaukee beat Washington 112-98. It was Houston over Chicago 99-93. Memphis topping Oklahoma City 94-88. The LA Clippers over Dallas 94-75. Sacramento outscored Minnesota 116-108, while Utah beat Portland 102-97. Also, just 2 games on the ice last night in National Hockey League play. Tampa Bay doubled up Washington 4-2. Los Angeles blanked Edmonton by a score of 2-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Iowa State junior running back Jeff Woody says the change in offensive coordinators has gone smoothly during spring drills. Courtney Messingham is directing the offense after Tom Herman left to join Urban Meyer's staff at Ohio State.
It's different from what we've done before. The subtleties are, they're subtle changes, but they're still enough to make it an entirely new offense. the terminology is the same, but the assignments that we're performing are a little bit different. It's a lot. I like it where I know now what's going on and why we're doing it, because he's a lot more conversational than Herman was, which, not saying which one's better, but which one I prefer is just having a little bit more, having a little bit more knowledge of why you're doing something.
Woody carried the ball 90 times a year ago, and he says he's working to become a better blocker.
However I can get myself on the field and however I can accomplish a goal that needs to be done. We had a lot of two running back sets last year that I was kind of an accessory running back, but aside from that, we had two tailbacks in the game instead of having a true fullback, and that's kind of what he wants me to go towards, so we can run more two-back sets where I could be kind of the lead blocking, you know, the old Mike Allstock kind of head in there and you know, to push someone back instead of just getting him stalemated.
Woody rushed for nearly 400 yards last season, even though he felt his season got off to a slow start.
Up until about probably the Texas game, I was a lot more tentative. I was a lot more kind of cautious in what I was doing. And after that point, whatever reason, something clicked to where, I don't know if you want to call it a sophomore slump that I had, kind of got pushed by the wayside. And then Texas, A&M, Kansas, those games started to roll and pile on top of each other, where I did feel like I had a successful season last year despite the poor start.
Iowa State's spring game comes up on April the 14th. Well, New Orleans Saints coach Bill Parcells, that's fine with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, like he has a say in it. He says he won't stand in the way if the Saints ask Parcells to take over as interim coach for the suspended Sean Payton, calling Parcells a great coach who would add a lot of personality and intrigue to the Saints. Goodell says any decision to hire the Super Bowl winning coach would be their decision. Before the Saints pick someone to run the team this year, though, Goodell still has to rule on Payton's appeal of his season-long suspension, along with the appeals of shorter suspensions to assistant coach Joe Vitt and general manager Mickey Loomis, and penalties handed down to the team for their part in a bounty scandal. Goodell expects to hear the appeals this week and hopes to make a ruling soon. In baseball news, Matt Cain has a new deal that will keep him in San Francisco for a lot longer. The two-time All-Star agreed Monday to a six-year, $127.5 million contract. That's the largest deal for a right-handed pitcher in baseball history. The agreement, announced Monday, adds $112.5 million over 5 years to the $15 million salary for 2012 that was remaining in his previous deal. Among pitchers, only the Yankees' C.C. Sabathia and the Mets' Johan Santana, both left-handers, agreed to larger deals. Cain is the longest-tenured member of the Giants and could have been eligible for free agency after this season. The right-hander went 12-11 last season, compiling a career record of 69-73. Cleveland Indians pitcher Ubaldo Jimenez has been suspended for 5 games and fined by Major League Baseball for intentionally throwing at Colorado's Troy Tulowitzki during a spring training game. Jimenez will serve his suspension during the first 5 games of the season unless he decides to appeal. Indians manager Manny Acta expects an appeal, and he's penciling Jimenez in as his starter for the second game of the season. Jimenez says he won't apologize to Tulowitzki after hitting his former teammate in the left elbow with a pitch. Rockies skipper Jim Tracy called it the most gutless act that he'd seen in 35 years in the game. The Reds are sending Aroldis Chapman back to their injury-depleted bullpen. The Reds plan to have the left-hander back in a starting role this season, but setup man Nick Massett will start the season on the 15-day disabled list, and closer Ryan Madsen is out for the season after tearing an elbow ligament. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.